Cyberspace devotee writing to eGuru from Ontario, Canada, asks, please explain a little bit more about working in the microcosm and affecting the macrocosm. And she asks, can I do this too? The existence of every person on the planet is of importance. There are no unimportant people. And everyone is affecting everyone else, whether they know it or not, in small and large ways. Writing a book or a pamphlet or making a poster that's distributed by the thousands and many people read it can affect the mass consciousness. Writing letters to the editor of a newspaper can affect many, many readers. Your opinion is an important opinion. Everyone's is. Writing a book, creating a pamphlet, or a poster is in the microcosm. And when it is sent out to the macrocosm, those who read it, see it, understand it, or even don't understand it, are affected. A question from a cyberspace devotee in Australia, mentioning that the temples in his area of South India are in disrepair. The priests need attention and encouragement, and could we help in any way that we could? You'll be happy to know that we have created a Hindu heritage endowment just for that purpose, where devotees of certain temples in South India can give funds to the endowment, and the beneficiary would be the trustees of the temple or the priests of their favorite temple. And this is working in orphanages and temples right now in South India. Our bi-monthly magazine, Hinduism Today, is constantly encouraging everyone to care for our priests, respect them, and treat them properly. Happy priests, happy temple, happy congregation. But we must remember that the movers and shakers and those who can really make a difference in Tamil Nadu, live in Australia like yourself, in the UK, Canada, California, Texas, Florida, and all throughout the United States. And they can do much for their local temple and their ancestral village in Tamil Nadu through Hindu Heritage Endowment, which has over 50 different endowments serving this purpose.